Mitch, another big win for the Rhinos.
Very tough win. You know, it's one of those games where, you know, we had to play really, really well to, you know, get the win. They're top side and they showed it today. They're a very resilient team and, you know, there'll be some sore boys tomorrow from our side.
Have you enjoyed your start to Super League and life in England?
I'm loving it, mate, so far. Everything's going really good. I'm lucky enough to be playing with such a great side like the Rhinos, and everything's been working out really good.
You're coming to a team that's top of the table. You've got a Wembley in a couple of weeks' time. Life couldn't get any better, could it, as a Leeds player?
Yeah, well, that's it, mate. It's a very exciting time for me and the boys. You know, we know we've got to be switched on every week because, you know, there's big games every week, and we'll just keep trying to improve.
Have you found Super League? Is it what you expected when you arrived?
Oh, mate, I expected it very, very tough, you know, very tough ground of football, and that's what I've got, you know. I know I've played every game I've played, and I wake up very sore, and, you know, there's no easy games, that's for sure.
Are you enjoying the challenge that it's offering you at the moment?
Mate, yeah, 100%. You know, I've played against a really good pack today. You know, there's some quality there, and they showed it. They, you know, like I said, the boys will be very sore tomorrow.
You seem to have come in at a time when Leeds are playing big games week after week. There's been no let-up, has there, for you guys?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. We've had to perform every week. We're not happy where we're at the moment. We've still got a little bit, you know, we have to work on. We're just taking it week by week, you know.
And what have you found about Leeds Rhinos? Is it, again, what you expect when you come in? You come into a team that's used to winning things and challenging for things, and that's where you are again now.
Mate, it's just a great club, to be honest with you. And you've got lucky enough to play with players like JP, Abbo, and, you know, Cal and Kevy and Mags. You know, they're world-class players, and they perform week in, week out, and they have done for a long time.
And do you look at some of your teammates and think they could do quite a good job in the NRL?
Oh, there's no doubt, mate. There's no doubt. There's a lot of this. I think all of them are, you know, definitely good enough to perform at a high level in the NRL. You know, there's some gun players in the comp.
I've got to ask you about Wembley. It's 2 weeks away. Have you had a chance to think about it yet, or don't you think about it?
To be honest, not really. We haven't really looked far ahead. We're just taking it week by week at the moment. I think that's the best way to be. I'm sure there'll be a big build-up, you know, the week of, so I think we'll wait till then to talk about Wembley, but we're all very excited.
Can you believe where you are from where you were just a few months ago?
Oh, mate, definitely not. You know, everything's kind of fallen into place for me. I'm lucky enough to have settled in really well and get along with the boys all really well. My partner and daughter have settled in really well, which makes it easy for me. Mate, I couldn't ask for anything more, you know.
Because it's a big thing, isn't it? You brought your young family. It was a big thing for you to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a risk coming to a club like the Rhinos, you know. It's such a quality roster, and, you know, you can see how well we perform and how good we can be, you know. But like I said, we've still got some things you need to work on. But yeah, it was a bit of a gamble, but mate, at the end of the day, we're happy with how it's all come.
And where's your game now? Where do you feel you are? Because you know yourself better than we do. Are you happy with how you're going at the minute?
Oh, not. Yeah, I'm going all right without, you know, setting the world alight. You know, it's I've just got a job to do at the moment, take the ball forward and defend well in the middle, and that's what I'm trying to do every week. You know, I'm lucky enough to have, you know, JP and Cuthbo out there with me, and, you know, Brad Singleton and Kylie Lulawai. You know, they're playing good football too, so I'm lucky enough to be, you know, part of that pack at the moment, who are all performing really well.